I'll tell you who is not AI. She's really right here in the studio. Jenny Marsh from Heart of Indiana United Way. It is so good to see you, my friend.
It's great to see you, Brett. Thanks so much for having me.
Pleased to. And you are here to talk about reading. And we were discussing before we went on the air just how important reading is in our lives. And I shared with you that even though I don't have time to sit down and enjoy a book right now, it did take hold of me in my early years. And I imagine that that's kind of your goal. The Heart of Indiana United Way is hoping that as a goal through this program that you're here to talk about today.
Correct. Reading is absolutely life-changing, and it's integral for children who are in third grade. That is the most pivotal year when children transition from learning how to read to becoming students who must read to learn. And whether it's on a laptop, a phone, a paper book, you've got to be able to read to answer questions in math, in science, in history. And so third grade is really critical and actually a great predictor of both student success and community success. So we are really focusing in on how can we help make sure children are on the best path forward, because in the Heart of Indiana, over 40% of households struggle to make ends meet. A lot of those folks are what we call ALICE. They're working hard, they're asset limited, income constrained, and employed. So working hard, sometimes two and three jobs, but not able to fully meet their basic budget, let alone set aside a safety net for when a crisis happens, like a pandemic, and they have to like go on furlough because of the pandemic, that kind of thing. So we want to just make sure that kiddos are on the best path forward. And it's important for folks to understand that learning begins at birth. Children's brains start developing. And by the time they're 5 years old, over 90% of their brains have created those neural pathways to be good readers and good students. And so it's really important that we make sure families have access to books and words in their home.
You know, you mentioned through laptop, tablet, paper book, or what have you. I don't want to downplay any form, because I think your point is that reading is important regardless of what medium it comes from.
Right.
But to me, it's just like writing something down on a paper calendar. I think that there is something to be said for that physical act of cracking a book open and having it in your hands.
Yes, and writing is also an integral piece to learning how to read, and having paper and pen where you can kind of sit down and practice those letters or make connections on how letters work together to make words. Playing games with children with crayons and paper and markers like that is really important, but also having books in your home is critical. And so there's a fantastic program called Dolly Parton's Imagination Library that we run for all five counties we serve, which are Delaware, Henry, Fayette, Madison, and Randolph counties. And it delivers a book a month, free, no charge to the families. So children get to have access to those books and words. They're developmentally appropriate. So they're little board books when they're tiny babies, and then they progress to more big books. And then the month that they turn five, they get a, yeah, you're going to kindergarten kind of story. And then that's it. So from birth to five, it helps make sure families have those books in their home.
So really, you've kind of answered the question, who does United Way help? But
yep.
If you had to put that in one sentence, who would United Way be helping here?
We help those families who are struggling and working really hard to make ends meet. And we do it in three ways. We want to make sure families are really embracing their role in raising readers. And we want to kind of wrap around those families and make sure that they have the support and resources they need to be economically mobile and not just stuck trying to be in survival, but actually in a position where they can thrive. The other way we help is we mobilize the community, whether through donations or volunteering. We want to have families supported by the communities and make sure that we've got nonprofits, neighborhoods, groups of people that are there to help with this work. And then the third thing we do is we help advocate for rebuilding systems so they are equitably and sustainably built to support the kinds of things we need, including making sure kids are reading at grade level.
Jenny, this isn't something you just throw at the wall and hope it sticks. There is a science to this, deciding who gets what and what you need to be able to plug these kids in.
Yeah, there's all kinds of data out there. Children in low-income households, you know, are exposed to 30 million fewer words. This means not like 30 million different words, but they're just spoken to, talked to, read to so much less than their more affluent peers. And so we're just trying to help families like embrace that and make sure that whether you're singing to your child, whether you're talking to your child, you're just telling them what you're doing. You know, that makes a big difference. And there's a program called Talking is Teaching that we have been really proud to be a partner with in Randolph County through their school improvement grants. And that's the message. Read, sing, talk. And in summertime, it's really, really important for those kids who are in school to have resources to kind of keep working on those reading gains, because children who don't do that are statistically on track to lose reading gains over the summer. So making sure kids have books in the home, really critical. And so we run a program called Summer Book Giveaway, and that is funded by the Hamer and Phyllis Schaefer Foundation. We couldn't do it without their support. They grant funds that help three schools here in Delaware County, Southview, Grissom, and Longfellow Elementaries. And last week we just finished the Summer Book Giveaway program, kind of like a Scholastic book giveaway. Kids get to come in, they get to shop for books that they want to read, and it's absolutely free to families, no charge.
Well, and you bring forth another important point in that statement, and that is letting children have some of the say.
Yes, yes. But what are they interested in? And making sure that they've got resources there to help them have those books. So, you know, we have a nice variety of not only nonfiction, those books that are true, based on real things, and then also fiction books and a variety of things that they're interested in, including graphic novels. Those books will help kids read because they're high interest and they want to be there. And we're really excited. In Anderson, we're partnering with two schools, the Sherman Street Church of God and the Bethesda Baptist Church. They have summer programming going on. And so every week, the children participating will get to add to their personal library some books that are really culturally affirming and really interesting for those kiddos. And that is also funded by grant funding through Indiana United Ways, our state association, thanks to Lilly Endowment.
What about those families that are not plugged into a school or a particular organizational program?
Yeah, you know, we have phenomenal libraries in the heart of Indiana, and a lot of them have programming that's for all ages, including adults. And one of the best things you can do is pick up a book, a magazine, something you're interested in reading. Even if it's 5 or 10 minutes, having the kiddos see that you're reading too, doesn't matter your age, whatever your relationship is to your children in your lives, just sitting down and reading, whether you're reading a book to them, with them, or you're reading your own book, having them see that is really important. And setting aside time, you know, a lot of folks say 10 to 15 minutes a day is all it takes to kind of reinforce good habits and making sure that children are making good reading gains.
What about environment? I know that that's also important to the child being able to comprehend. What do you have to say about that?
You know, I think the most important thing is making it fun. So whether you want to make a little blanket fort or something cozy, or there's just a space that you like to just go to and relax, having an environment where you can just focus on your child, they can focus on their book, is great, but it can be totally fun and engaging. And that's the real key. Learning can and should be fun. And we want to make sure that those moments children are out of school, they're enjoying them. Kids are awake on average 6,000 hours, and if they have perfect attendance, they're in school for 1,000 of those hours. So how can our nonprofits, our families, our communities make sure that wherever that child is in those 5,000 hours, they've got the support they need to have fun while they learn and explore this great world they live in.
And it also is important, I think, isn't if you have siblings, you have children, you know, one's younger than the other, the younger one picks up what the older one's doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely, they do. And it's really fun, too. At Summer Book Giveaway, we had a young woman. She's in middle school. She volunteered for us that day, and she was a terrific reader. So for young children to see older children in their lives, whether it's a neighbor, a cousin, a friend, a sibling, it's really impactful.
So there's kind of a pivotal point here then from learn to read to learn, then, is what I'm picking up from.
Yeah, yeah. Third grade is the year, that age 8 or 9. You know, we've got teachers working super, super hard. Our school systems are working super, super hard. They can't do it alone. Systems cannot do it alone. We need donors, volunteers, neighbors, community members to come together and make sure that wherever families are waiting, they're fostering a space where families can read and learn and enjoy things. So at White Spot Laundromat, for example, they've partnered with us to put a book nook in. Ball State University carpenters built the book nook. We put supplies, books, just fun things, activities for families to do. We make sure these book nook locations, which are all throughout the heart of Indiana, that they have the resources they need. So in spaces where families wait, they've got things.
What can someone do as a community member if they want to help this program along? Maybe they don't have the means for financial contributions or such, but what can community members do to help your program?
Think about your role in our community and the places you are that you might influence having access to books and words. You know, kids can read anything. So do you have signage? Do you have things that are at their height in your place of business? If you've got an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, there are all kinds of opportunities to volunteer at United Way around literacy and reading. And we would love to talk with you. So call 288-5586. That's 765-288-5586. And ask to speak to Ashley Breedlove. She coordinates all our learning work, and she will find a way to kind of plug you in and help you make a difference in children's lives.
I hope Ashley is inundated with calls.
I do, too. She's very busy right now trying to wrap up all the summer things, and she's wonderful. She works really hard for us and does amazing work.
Now, the other side of that coin, I said if somebody didn't have the financial means, what if somebody does have financial means to help out?
Oh, there are lots of ways to plug in. And in fact, you know, if you're interested in the Dolly Parton Imagination Library program, it costs about $26 to make sure children have 12 books a year delivered to their home, no charge to them. So even a small gift of $26 goes a big way in making this work happen. You can visit heartofindiana.org. That's heartofindiana.org to find out how to make a gift and get involved in our work.
Jenny Marsh, I guess before I excuse you here, is there any point of this that we haven't covered? I don't want to leave anything uncovered here.
Well, I would just say, you know, we've got all kinds of opportunities across the heart of Indiana to make a difference in children's and families' lives. And we're happy to partner with anybody, volunteers, donors, community members, neighbors. We'd love to talk with you and see how you can get involved. And just remember, the most important thing is talking to children, especially when they're under 5. Talking is teaching, and connecting with them and helping them just hear words, see words. It's really important. So think about your spaces. Think about where you are. Think about the children that come to see you and how you might support their learning.
That's obviously the main message of this morning. And by the way, if you just tuned in and didn't get to hear all of this, we do have the podcast version available on WMUNMuncie.com. And you can hear that from here through who knows how long down the road you might want to hear it. But the message stays the same. It's important a long term. Now, by the way, before you do go, A lot of people don't realize Heart of Indiana United Way is involved in so many other things. What are things, just a, kind of a Reader's Digest version, pardon the play on words there, of other things that Heart of United Way does help families with in our part of the world?
Sure. Well, we have the Thrive Network, which is helping families become more economically mobile. We grant funds to nonprofits and work to strengthen them so they're resilient and can help our communities be stronger. Lots of different programs we do direct to do that, managing the emergency food and shelter program for FEMA, our tornado that went through Selma and Winchester areas. We have resources and are fundraising and working on that. We do lots of things to make sure that people have those urgent needs met, but also are on a pathway to thriving. And with this reading work, we're making sure we're putting children on that pathway very early.
It's no wonder Steve Lindell likes having you as a guest so often. You just packed with information that is so helpful to our community.
Thanks, Brett. I really appreciate it. It's always great to see you.
Jenny Marsh, Heart of Indiana United Way, thanks again for your time this morning. And we wish nothing but great success with this program. And I'm anxious to hear the aftermath of it.
Thank you so much. And thanks to Emily, too, for making all the magic happen in the booth there. We really appreciate you both.
She does a great job of that. You're right. I'm glad you acknowledged that. We are going to check in on our news summary coming up, and we also have Sue Arrington, state representative, is booked to be with us in the next half hour here on Delaware County Today. It is a Tuesday morning. You're listening to The Talk of Muncie, WMUN 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa, play WMUN.